Welcome, everyone, to our final Spring Business Spotlight. This is John Hoscheit, and joining me is the General Manager of Landmark Solar here in Muscatine, Carrie Keller. And Carrie, it's good to talk to you again this year. And we're talking about solar, and especially the ag market, and the interest in this area just continues to grow.
Yes, it does. We continue to get calls from farmers out in the rural areas looking to reduce their electric bill on like their hog barns or grain facilities, their farm shops, things like that.
So exactly. So they're looking to use solar for their hog barn, even their shop, their grain storage facilities, things like that. How does all that tie in together?
Well, those are all high energy usage type things on the farm.
Right.
You know, your hog barns have got constant power going to them throughout the month, throughout the year. Even though grain facilities are just a fall type item, we can still bank solar energy throughout the summer. So this fall, when it comes drying time, you've got a bank of energy there to pull off of.
And you said the biggest thing too that's happened is the REAP program has expanded from what it was when we talked a year ago.
Yeah, when we talked a year ago, with the latest Inflation Reduction Act that come through, they've put 5 times the amount of money into the REAP program for the ag markets to conserve energy. These grants are strictly a grant. It's not a loan. They don't get paid back. It's a grant towards the project. And they've also, we used to have 2 times a year that we could get them signed and submitted. Now there's 4 sign and submission periods throughout the year.
And of course, with any grant program, there's probably some paperwork to fill out and everything, but I would imagine that's your area of expertise. You'd help the farm owner take care of that.
Yes, we do. We work with a grant writer to help us put the grants together. On the solar side of it, the paperwork on the solar side, that's something we do right here in the shop in our office too. So really solar, everything we do solar is just a one-stop shop. We can sell it, get it all put together, get it all organized, and get it turned on.
And so if someone, let's say, decides here in May, coming up in May here, May 15th, let's say, they said, yep, I want to do this. They call you up and say, Carrie, yeah, I've decided this is the way I want to go. Take me through the process. And how long does it take?
It's about a 6-month process altogether. So once you agree to purchase the solar, then we have to submit an application to your utility company for the interconnection.
Okay.
Wait on their approval. Once we get their approval, then we can start ordering product, getting everything in to do the job. If there's inspections involved, once the job's built, then we have to wait on the inspections, of course. But everything's done to code, everything's done in a professional manner, and then it's ready to be turned on.
And then what are some of your customers finding as far as energy savings are concerned?
There's huge energy savings. Like I said, the hog barns, they can normally spend $500, $600, $700 or better per month in energy, and they're spending less than $50 a month in their electric costs. So it really helps bring the overhead down.
I was going to say, you know, so you add in that grant, as you said, that definitely knocks the overhead down and makes it pay out pretty reasonably.
Yes, it does. And in Illinois, we still have the SREC programs, the Solar Renewable Energy Credits. That's another direct payment that comes back towards the project. So between the SREC payments, the REAP grants, you know, these farm shops, hog barns, things like that, they're showing about a 3-year payback on their solar.
And I know, thinking if I was a farmer going, you know, yeah, I think I'd like to do that, but I don't want to go through all the headache and hassle. Maybe I'll get to it later. But it sounds like you're going to take the headaches out of that.
We take all the headaches out. Once you sign the contract to purchase with us, like I said, the rest of that paperwork's all done by Landmark Solar.
That's tremendous news. Now, also, you can do some residential, too, if someone's interested.
Yes, we do some residential work also. You know, so the average house or the average homeowner in Illinois, if he gets the SREC credit, again, it shows about a 6 to 7 year payback. So even on the residential market, it's an ideal time to look into solar.
Now, you have a website, so if people want to look some more information up, they can go there.
Yes, at landmark-solar.com is our website. You know, take a look there. There's a link there that you can submit a request, and then we can get in touch.
All right, Carrie. Well, this sounds very interesting, as you said, with the REAP and the other credits available. I think it's definitely a good time for farmers and residential folks to be looking into solar.
It's an ideal time to be looking into solar. And if you're thinking about that electric car down the road, then you can get that car powered by solar.
Didn't even think about going there. Well, listen, Carrie, it's been great to talk to you once again.
All righty. Thank you, John.
That's Carrie Keller, once again, the general manager of Landmark Solar here in Muscatine. And I want to thank him for joining us today on the Business Spotlight.